number one source for R&B. Live and local radio for the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut communities. Heard everywhere. We are 107.5 WBLS and WBLS HD1, New York City.
I don't get it.
You know,
right,
until that last caller, we were talking Alicia. Off the air. And you had a lot of courses.
Yeah.
Of courses that weren't really on course with the relationship.
Thank you.
You were talking and then you just said, of course I cheated. Like,
didn't go
naturally.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, of course, ain't no problem. You know, I cheated. Because he older.
Yeah,
you 26, he 33.
That ain't too much.
That ain't that big a gap between men and women once you get over 25.
Yeah, it's just,
and then you couldn't take it no more, so of course I told you.
Yeah.
That's the part that bothered me.
That for? Good Lord.
What's your motto, you Steve?
Of course you took it to the grave.
Yeah,
you could have took a page out of the manual of men.
Come on.
But we ain't, of course, we ain't going to tell nobody.
Damn, say I'm lying when the
hell
truth will
we
do.
Not going to. There ain't no way in hell I'm walking in here. Man, let me tell
of
you
course.
Something.
Of course.
I have never, ever in my life admitted to cheating.
I'm ever. Not confessing.
Ever. I've never done that.
Because why? You thought what would happen if you did?
What you mean what I thought was going to happen?
It makes no sense.
Well, what was going to happen? First of all, we can have this argument about you think I'm cheating. Uh-huh. We not going to have this argument about me cheating. Mm.
But she said it was eating her up inside. It doesn't eat you up.
Nothing guilt. Eat me up like that.
Now, Bob, ain't no termites in me.
Okay. The guilt.
No.
Just wait her down.
I accidentally set Miss Payne's basement on fire one time.
How do you accidentally do that?
We was down there playing with some matches.
Oh, okay.
And then I thought I heard my mama call me, Steve. Uh-huh. So I ran up the steps and said, yes, ma'am. I just want to know where you was. We over here playing. I went back down. It was a full-blown fire.
Oh, God.
Man, that damn basement wall was on fire. So I just walked out in the backyard, walked over to Pierce's house, went out in his basement, and act like that's where I answered my mama from.
Of course.
But you left the basement on fire, though?
Yeah, I couldn't put it out.
You ignorant.
Ignorant? I was 8.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. I can't go over there and put no damn fire out, man. Run around and get my burn. Mm-hmm. Went over to Pierce's house, man. They called the fire department. They burned out. They were trying to find out who did it. They saw an accelerator. I heard them saying all that. I was going to accelerate it. That was a book of Mackage and some lacquer fluid.
I lied to the end, baby.
Till the wheels come off.
Man,
I lied so hard. I am the wheel.
I believe my lie.
Relationship Friday calls.
Hell yeah. I, man, please.
877-29-Steve.
I am the president of you, man.
Let's get back to it.
All right, let's go to line eight, Relationship Friday. Line eight, Diane out of Virginia.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, good morning.
Okay,
I don't plan on leaving them, but...
Listen to me. The man is under immense pressure. Nothing goes right in there. You know, he can't do anything that he wants to do. His mind is playing tricks on him. He's imagining you out here having this wonderful life, which you are. And there's a frustration. There's an anxiety. There's the pressure that he's under. There's the yearning. He misses being free. I mean, it's so much. I can't even go down the list of what's wrong. But the fact that he does take the time when he can escape mentally from inside to outside with you and he's spending that arguing is stupid on his part, really. It's really, really stupid on his part. I mean, man, dog, the one person out here that loves you no matter what and trying to stand by you, and you got a problem with all this here.